Okay, hi, Martin Fowler at the National Coracle Centre in Kenarth. Before we go through the secret door, there's a big picture on it, which was taken in 1948. And every June up until 1973, all the sheep for miles around came to the village and they all had to swim across the river, go back over the bridge and through three times. And the men in the coracles came on those days to make sure they all got a good dunking in the river and they didn't lose any sheep.
And why did they need dunking?
Oh, because this was pre-shearing. Before they were sheared, they had to make sure they got all the muck off the sheep.
So it was like a sort of
Before they started using chemicals, this was the natural way to do it.
So you got a lovely boofy white sheep.
Oh, yeah.
And then you cut the wool off. Yeah. Sheared the wool off.
Yeah. There was a man here last year or so, and he said he used to come every year, and he used to, once the sheep had been washed, his dog would take all the sheep 2 miles up the hill, and he went to the pub, and when he got home, all the sheep were in the field waiting.
So we're going through the secret door.
Through the secret door.
Into the Coracle Museum.
Okay. Now then, most people who come here usually only associate coracles with Wales. And this end of the room is entirely about Welsh coracles. And at one time, many rivers in Wales had their own particular shape and size of coracle.
And what makes a coracle different from a boat?
Good question. A coracle should be made from local natural materials. So it's handmade. The other thing is it's got no keel, it's got no rudder, and you should be able to carry it yourself. And so if we just look at this one here, this is actually a copy of one from Scotland, which they haven't used for 200 years.
So this is round, it looks like a shallow
bowl. So originally a coracle would have been a basket made from the local wood that you covered with just one animal skin. And so really, it was the size of the animal that you had that decided that shape and that size, something to get you across a river that you could carry with you. So we're really talking about people like hunter-gatherers using this type of craft from the materials they had available. And this is tied together with horsehair, and it's covered with lanolin from the wool of a sheep. So entirely made of local natural materials.
It's amazing.